Michael Lawley of the Treadwell Institute conceived the idea of a birthday party for Earth last year. The self-proclaimed Earth Day nerd noticed that there were a lot of green events around the time of Earth Day, but other than those on the actual day, none of them recognized it. Last year marked the 40th anniversary of Earth Day. Lawley and friends came up with the idea of an eco-passport, linking the events together. He likens it to a game day schedule, listing all of the events, plus restaurants and businesses that are offering Earth Day specials. When one attends a listed event or dines in one of the restaurants, they receive a stamp. The eco-passports will be collected at the end of the two-week-long celebration, and participants will be eligible to win some green prizes. The festivities kick off tomorrow with a fun-filled day of activities, including a birthday party for Earth.
We're starting the 2 weeks or 14 days with an eco-trade show from 8 to 2. We've got about 50 exhibitors, green businesses or businesses that have green services or product offering. A lot of nonprofits will be there, and the intent of the eco-trade show is to just raise the specter of the public's awareness that right here locally in our own backyard, we have options to the status quo.
The birthday party is a zero-waste eco-potluck. The idea of the potluck is meant to strengthen the idea of community, everyone feeding each other. Attendees bring food in a washable dish and something that can be served on a napkin. The beer that will be served is from the greenest brewery found, and wine will be certified organic wines. Displays from the City of Fayetteville, the University of Arkansas Community Design Center, and the Fayetteville Forward Inclusion Group will highlight their accomplishments over the last year.
And they've actually got an exercise where you can fill out, basically fill out in writing, make a pledge, or express a deep personal thought about inclusion and about community and about sustainability. And by just simply going through the exercise of writing it, you're exerting your will on the universe. And what you can do is it's private, and just the fact of thinking about it and reflecting on it and then the exercise of actually writing it changes the course of the universe.
Mayor Lionel Jordan will also be reading a Fayetteville Earth Day proclamation. One of the aspects that Lawley seems most passionate about is in an effort to teach and include a younger generation. He distributes cardstock to schools and asks students to make a birthday card. One side is an art tribute to Earth. The other, the kids write a sustainability resolution for what they would like to accomplish by the next Earth Day. Lawley hopes to track the cards and see how the resolutions change as our sustainability education continues.
So let's say, for example, hypothetically, that 70% of the respondents to the birthday card mentioned recycle more. As we continue to do the Earth Day cards, and as individuals and kids begin to advance their own sustainability, those things become written into the collective consciousness, and they're just what we do. We no longer need to recycling, for example, as advancing our sustainability because we already do it. So what we would hope is that perhaps 5 years from now, if 70% of households are engaged in recycling, then when we collect the birthday cards, maybe only 28% of the respondents are even mentioning recycling towards advancing their own sustainability.
The birthday cards will be on display for the duration of Fayetteville Earth Day festivities. Other Earth Day activities include a film series at the university, a creek cleanup, and a mixer at a local green gym. The festivities conclude at Springfest, April 30th. Eco passports will be checked and stamps counted. Participants' names will be entered into a drawing for various green prizes. Those with the most stamps get the best prizes. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.